Hey West Side, it's Grace here. I'm here with Amelka Kaluta. She's a junior, and AJ Falk, he's a senior, and I'm here to interview them kind of about finals and sort of what they do, what they like to do to prepare and those sort of things. So, hey guys, how are you?
Doing great, how are you?
Great.
Okay, so my first question I have for you is, would you consider yourself a very organized person? Why or why not? Just kind of...
I'm not whatsoever organized. I think I have nothing in a single folder, and everything's kind of all over my backpack, but it works, so stick with what works.
Yeah, okay.
I'm totally opposite, but I wouldn't say I'm always organized, but most of my things are in folders, and I like to color code stuff sometimes and make stuff look good.
Yeah. So AJ, even though you don't really seem organized, you still get your work done. Cause, it just works for you.
Yeah, get my work done.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you guys normally prepare for your upcoming finals? Do you have a certain routine you do? What do you do?
My routine is, the week of finals, we can only wear pajama pants. That's
okay. And then I get that.
The weekend of finals week, usually I'll sit in Starbucks for 6 hours. And usually I don't get anything done because I'm too busy people watching. But sometimes I'll study there. And then the rest of it is all just luck and falling by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, that's a long time to be in Starbucks. Yeah, I feel like I'd be very...
I get very bored.
Yeah.
Unfocused.
But I have to study, so...
Yeah. What about you, Amelka?
I don't really have a routine. I just kind of study whenever I can. Between the finals, I study. I'm really bad at just focusing on one thing, so...
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't really work out for me, so I just do it whenever I feel like it.
Just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
All right, I see. Okay, so do you guys think that you normally perform well under pressure? Why or why not?
I would say... I mean, I don't want to sound braggy or anything. I do, because I just put myself in that situation so often. I've gotten used to it. Functioning under pressure. Doing things, winging it. Winging it could be my middle name.
Winging it.
Yeah, I don't know.
AJ winging it.
Falk. I don't know if I can say the same myself. AJ winging it, Falk.
It's pretty easy now that I've done it for 4 years of high school and then all junior high. And fifth grade too, so it's been
what happened in fifth grade?
Not sixth grade?
No, fifth grade. Sixth grade, sixth grade was also middle school. Oh, I was at a different middle school. That's why I
don't care about
academics as much, because there wasn't much academic stuff.
Oh.
Klondike.
Klondike.
I just didn't want to get shoved in a locker.
You were a nugget?
I was a nugget. Yeah, I was a nugget. Our cheers were so stupid for games. I remember that school.
That's funny.
That's off track, though. But
that's okay. Yeah. Okay, Malcolm, what about you? Do you think you normally perform well under pressure?
It depends on how much pressure is on me, but usually if I focus and actually put my mind to it, then I can do pretty well, but...
Tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis. So not just academics,
just
but
in
like...
In general, just applying, just focusing on things that you're pressured to do is...
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, okay. So last question. So if you could choose one word to describe finals week, what would it be and why?
Stress. The stress is real. It's I don't usually feel stressed, but everyone else gets stressed out, and then that stresses me out.
I get that.
Everyone else is freaking out about this finals, so I'm probably gonna fail.
Yeah,
I definitely agree, but also my word would be dumb, because you focus on all your assignments, all your projects, everything, the whole entire year, and then you have the final, which is 20% of your grade. If you if you bomb it, it just lowers your grade. All that work put into
it goes A's for on nothing. Yeah.
It's horrible. It's so bad.
If you get a B on a final, to keep an A in a class. Most of the time, if it's a low B, like a 90, which most people would have at Westside, because it's kind of hard to keep a high A. I mean, for me, it is.
Me too.
I know, for some schools, don't they, not have to take a final if they have a certain grade?
Above a certain grade in classes, you don't have to take
a
final.
And I think we should do that.
That's what they do in college now, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for Purdue, for certain classes, if you're above, 95% or something like that, 90%, you can take a final to raise your grade.
But it won't hurt you.
If you want to raise a high B to a low A, and then you take a final. But if you want to just keep it as a B, then you don't take it.
I wish we did that, but finals week is dumb.
Yeah,
finals
week is dumb. That's stupid.
All right, well, thank you guys for sitting with me.
All good.
So
you're so welcome. I had no choice.
All right, bye, West Side.